The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our responsorial psalm antiphon from Psalm 118 was, the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. One of my favorite stories about St. Peter's Basilica is a story regarding two popes who are buried next to each other in the left nave, Pope St. Pius X and Pope Benedict XV. And there's an interesting story about the two of them in regards to how one succeeded the other, Benedict XV succeeding Pope St. Pius X. So Pope St. Pius X, we remember, was Pope from 1903 to 1914, and he took the church right to the verge, the beginning of World War I. And in the last 7 years of his papacy, starting in 1907, the Archbishop of Bologna was a very young and dynamic bishop by the name of Giacomo della Chiesa. It was like that, James of the Church. As you probably can guess, the Archbishop of Bologna had for centuries always been a cardinal. But Pius X had a very influential Secretary of State from Spain, Cardinal Mary del Val. Cardinal Mary del Val, many people know today because it's often attributed that he wrote this famous litany of humility that many of us know and hopefully pray. Cardinal Mary del Val was considered papabile, someone who might become the next pope and Pius X's successor. So sensing a rival in Giacomo della Chiesa, for several consistories over the last 7 years of Pope St. Pius X's life, Mary del Val was, they say, instrumental in making sure that Giacomo della Chiesa, who should have been a cardinal just by virtue of the fact that he was the Archbishop of Bologna, was not included on the terna, the list, that Pius X made. So in his last consistory in 1914, in May of 1914, Pius X finally relented, even after complaints from the clergy of the Archdiocese of Bologna, to allow Giacomo della Chiesa finally to become a cardinal. And that was in May of 1914. In September of that year, Pius X died, or in August that year, Pius X died. And on September 3, 1914, della Chiesa, despite having been a cardinal for only 3 months, was elected pope, taking the name Benedict XV. And this is where the story has an interesting twist, because it probably falls under the rubric se non è vero, se ben trovato. If it's not true, it's well founded, or maybe it ought to be. So what's often not known is that during the conclave that elected Benedict XV, Mary del Val was very suspicious that anyone but him could win the conclave, because he was the heir apparent. When Benedict XV emerged, Del Val was so furious that he actually insisted that the ballots be recounted. And he wanted to make sure that Benedict, the future Benedict XV, Giacomo della Chiesa, hadn't voted for himself. Well, the ballots showed, in fact, that Benedict XV, the future Benedict XV, had not voted for himself. And in fact, interestingly enough, Benedict XV won by a single vote. And this is where the story gets even more interesting. In that era, what was the custom was that once the Pope was crowned as with a papal tiara and all the ceremonial surrounding it, each of the cardinals would come up in procession, two by two, and they would kiss the feet of the Pope. The Pope was wearing buskins, these special shoes, and in each buskin, one had a relic of St. Peter and one had a relic of St. Paul. So sort of a symbolic gesture, showing fealty and allegiance to the Pope, but you're also venerating relics, all in one act. So the last person to come up for this particular ceremony was none other than Mary Del Valle, who many knew had probably been the person who had tried to prevent Giacomo della Chiesa from becoming Benedict XV. And when Del Valle knelt down to kiss the buskins of Benedict XV, and he tried to rise, Benedict XV, they say, held him down, and he recited Psalm 118, which we recited today at the Mass, and looked him straight in the eye and said, "The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone." But Del Valle had had a conversion through all of this, and he finished the psalm, which ends like this: "By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes." Now, you might ask, why do I tell this story? Well, today is Good Shepherd Sunday, but it's also coinciding with not only ordinations at St. Peter's, the priesthood, but also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And one of the things I've often been reminded of in seminary work, which I did for 4 years before coming here to Rome, was that at the end of the day, the ultimate vocations director is actually the Good Shepherd. The apparatus of the diocese, the bishop, these things are all necessary structures in order for us to have organization and discernment in order to evaluate candidates. But at the end of the day, the person who does the calling is ultimately the Lord. And so often do we forget in the whole process and machinations of everything that goes on in cultivating vocations and actually bringing them to fruition at ordination and beyond, is the fact that it is the Holy Spirit that does the calling. It is the Lord who is the Good Shepherd. And it is God Almighty himself who has had this all in his mind from all eternity. So it might be a good reminder for us today not only to reflect on our own vocations and on the call of the Lord in our own lives, but to do two things. One is to be reminded of who in fact is the ultimate vocations director, the Good Shepherd. He certainly called Pius X, he called Benedict XV, in spite of Mary Del Valle's every effort to try to become Pope himself, or at least to thwart the ascension of Benedict XV to the throne of St. Peter. But in the end, we also have to ask the Holy Spirit to inspire men to become priests and for men and women to become priests and religious. The crisis in vocations is not a crisis of calling. God continues to call the number of men he needs to the priesthood and the number of men and women he needs to the consecrated life and religious life. The crisis is really a crisis of response. That's the crisis. The crisis has never been on God's side. It's always been on ours. So let us pray the Harvest Master to send more laborers into the field so that the call of the Good Shepherd, who knows each of his sheep by name, will come to fruition in the lives of those he has called to holy orders and to the religious life and consecrated life. May Jesus Christ be praised both now and forever. Amen.